Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We are on Mem Hey Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Here we go. Hamotzi Ez Ishto. If somebody divorces his wife, Mishum Shem Ra, because he suspected that she did something wrong, something with Arias, Lo Yachzer. He can't take her back. Mishum Neder, if he thought she makes Nedarim, and of course it turns out it's not true, Lo Yachzer, he can't take her back. Why not? The Gemara will flesh it all out. Says Rashi over here, lo yachzir. Vafilu, you see the Rashi? Lo yachzir. It's the third Rashi in the Mishnah. Vafilu nimtzu devarim badoyim. Even if it turns out it's not true. Oh, shah neder he tiru chacham. Or the neder, she got the neder undone. Right? It doesn't matter. Taima pligibu amaroi. The reasons are going to be explained in the Gemara, the machlokes. Ikalamanda amar mishum kilkula. Some say because of a kilkel. What the kilkel is, we'll see. Vikalamanda amar knas hu, it's a knas, shaloyeh benos yisrael prutzos barayas hu benadarb. We don't want women even having suspicions of running around with other men, or we don't want women making the darm and they have to go get the darm undone. So we tell her, by the way, you're making the darm like this, the husband doesn't want to divorce you, he wants to divorce you, he's not going to remarry you. He's not going to marry you back. He's not going to be allowed to marry you back. It's a gzera d'rabbanan. Okay? Next, that's the first of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol neder shiyadu bar rabim lo yachzer. Any neder that the rabim knows about can't be retracted. Vishalo yadu bar rabim yachzer. But if the rabim doesn't know about it, it's a private neder, then it can be retracted. Right? What does it mean, lo yachzer? He can't take her back? The ain lo hafara. The neder can't be mafered. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish lo kalkula. He's not worried about kilkel, Ella rather, shelo yehe benos Yisrael perutos benedarim. He's concerned with that reason. Hilkach, ib nedara neder barabim, if the render was made in public, peritzas hu benedarim v'kansua. That's a terrible thing. Right? She makes a neder, takes out an ad in the newspaper, I made a neder, I'm never going to sleep with my husband. I'm never going to be with my husband. That's a pretty lousy thing to do. She makes a neder like that, right? It can't be undone because it was done barabim, he can't remarry her. But if not, he can remarry her. Reb Meir Omer, some similar idea, back in the Mishnah. Kol neder, shetzarech chakiras chacham lo yachzir. If the neder requires a rav, a chacham, to uproot it, he cannot remarry her. She'enat tzarech takanas chacham yachzir. But if it doesn't, then he can remarry her. Again, let's look at the Rashi. Lo yachzir, it's the second skinny line before the lines get wide. The Reb Meir suffer time and mishum kalkula. Reb Meir holds the reason is because of kilkel. What the kilkel is, you'll see. Hilkach, neder she'ena yachal lahafar. It's a neder that cannot be mafered, right? Avo chacham yachal lahatir, but a chacham can. Yachal hu lekalkel es aget. We're afraid they're going to be kilkel the get. Achar shetinat zol achar. If she gets remarried, what's going to happen is, you'll see, the case is that of Yomar, and he's going to say, ilu ha'yisi yodea she'chacham yachal lahatir. Lo Yisi Megarsha. Had I known that a Chacham could do that neder, I never would have divorced her. Right. Okay.
Isn't this Mishnah out of place?
Yeah, it's like stuck right in here.
Shouldn't it be before with the...
Yeah, it's a good question.
With Nedarim, I'm not sure why it's here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all good. We're talking about Avadim for 2 weeks.
Right.
Then Shivuyim. Right, captives.
And also, if
that's a good question. I don't know.
If you're a Choshe, that she's Miyake with a man.
Amar Balazar. The reason why it's here is because it's Gzeiras about Gittin. That's what it's here for. Before Gzeiras, that's why it's really here. Amar Balazar, lo asru zeh elam ipnei zeh. This was asr because of that. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Amar Biosi Rabbi Yehuda, thank you. Maisa b'tzidon, there was a story in Tzidon, be'echad, there was a guy, Sha'amar l'ishto, he said to his wife, Konem im eini migarshicha. I will make a neder on myself if I don't divorce you, which is the opposite of what the whole Mishnah was. The Mishnah was she made the darm. Now all of a sudden he makes a neder, right? The garsha, and he divorces her. The itiru lo chachamim, the chacham undo his neder. She actually ran, he can remarry her and they take an olam because they take an olam. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Now, Amr Biosif Bar Menune, Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda said, Amar of Nachman, Vahu sha'amar la mishum shemra ani motziacha, mishum neder ani motziacha. He has to tell her, I'm divorcing you because there's a shemra about you. I'm divorcing you because you make nedarim. I'm divorcing you for those reasons. Says Rashi on top. Bahu asur rabbanu lahatzer. That's when the rabbi said you can't remarry her. V'ilo amar, if he doesn't say it to her, mutar lahatzer. Why? Why is it mutar lahatzer? Well, why can't he remarry her? What are the reasons? So here we go. Kasavar taimamai mishum kilkula. The problem is a kilkul. What's the kilkul? So Rashi says, taima demas nisan mishum kilkula. What does that mean, kilkula? Here we've been saying it for the past 10 minutes. Now we'll say what it means. Shelo yikalkalena al baila la'acher shetinasa la'acher. What's going to happen? He's going to divorce her. She's then going to get remarried, right? Have children with the second husband. And then, v'yomar ilu ha'isi odea shahanadarim badayin. Had I known those nadarim were baloney, she never made those nadarim. It was just a rumor. Or there was a rumor she had an affair. Had I known that rumor was baloney, I never would have divorced her. I never would have divorced her. By him saying those words, I never would have divorced her. There's a question now whether the get was a good get. However, she's now married to husband number two. And those kids, what are those kids now? The suffix of the mamzerim, it's a big problem. Right?
Yeah, it's a suffix get. I mean,
everything's a suffix now. Right? Understand what's going on?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, but he's saying this way after the get. So the get's already taken effect.
Correct. It's so, way after. It's 5 years later. Sorry. She's remarried with two kids. And he says, one minute, those rumors were not true?
You should have checked it out.
Shh, Mr. Freud, a little quiet. A little quiet. Those rumors were not true? I never would have divorced her. I never would have divorced her. Right? So by saying those words, I never would have divorced her, what you're doing is you're undermining the get.
Right.
So therefore, huh?
So why doesn't he?
So we tell him, if you divorce her, you cannot remarry her.
Oh, so that he's making
therefore, there's no issue.
Right.
Otherwise, it'd be an issue. That's what's going on,
okay.
Right? That's what's going on. Monty, you got it?
Yeah.
That's what's going on. So therefore, we tell him, if you divorce her,
you can't come back,
and he has to tell her that.
Right.
Right. If you divorce her, you can't take her back. Why? It's a kilkul.
What makes he take it all?
What? We didn't say tikkun olam. We only said tikkun olam at the very last line.
Yeah, I'm saying, but everyone needs to... Oh, so it's covered all the cases?
Right, so the Gemara is never machlokas with the last line meant.
It's impossible to do this, otherwise you're going to kill every single...
Correct,
exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
So the last line was, the last line was a case where the husband said, if I make a neder.
I know, but that...
So what did that mean? So that the guy said, we'll explain the Gemara. That was said means of tikkun olam. By the way, you know, that's the reason why this mission is here. Because of tikkun olam. All the whole paragraph is about tikkun olam. That's what it's doing here. Anyway, if he says it to her, that's going to be the kilkul. But if he doesn't say that to her, what's the kilkul? He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what the reason is. So she has to know. By the way, I have these terrible rumors about you. I want you to know I'm divorcing you. And I don't, whether or not they're true or not,
here.
The rabbis don't let me take you back. I'm not taking you back.
Care.
I don't care, exactly. Ikad de Amri, others say.
But is he allowed to divorce based on rumors?
He could divorce her, we're going to have to end them exactly, because divorce her if she burns the chalent.
Exactly.
Right? It's a machlok, the truth is, it's a machlok, it's between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Whether you can divorce her for any reason, or only for a devar erva. And if it's, we don't hold like that, that's Beishamai.
Right.
You're like Beis Hillel, any reason. I just don't like you anymore. Right? It turns out that, you know what? I made a mistake. And you're not so bad. It's too bad. Right? Amr Ikka da Amri. Others have the exact same situation for a different reason. Amr of Yosef, Bar Ben Yuni, Amr of Nachman. Tzarek Shiyamala, he tells like this. Havi Das, you should know. Shem Mishum Shemra Ani Matziacha. I'm divorcing you because there are rumors. Mishum Neder Ani Matziacha. I'm divorcing you because you make the darim. Kasavar, Taim Amai. What's the reason for this? Shelo yehei benos Yisrael perutzos barayos ubenadarim. The women shouldn't be free. Shouldn't you know? Put themselves in situations where there's rumors about them, and they shouldn't make the darim. Hilchach tzarach lemer malachi.
I understand perutzos barayos. What perutzos benadarim?
Not perutzos benadarim. Frequently, she made an edda that she's not going to cook. Right. So what kind of marriage is that? I don't want to. You know what? I'm divorcing you. And even if you never made that edda. It was a mistake. I'm still not going to take you back. You know why? There shouldn't even be a suspicion about you making the dorm like that. Right? There didn't mean rumors about you. Right? Tzarech lemer lahachi. So you have to tell her that. Right? You have to tell her that.
If it doesn't help her...
What?
If it doesn't help her, like, work in the past, it doesn't help her going forward.
So women should get married, and when they go to the kala classes, they're taught, don't make the dorm, and don't have rumors about you, because the husband's going to divorce you, and he's not going to take you back.
But if he takes her back, it shows that it was not true.
What?
Why would you take her back? It proves that.
Right. So, but it's a cloudy situation. It's a, as I say today, it's a sketchy situation.
Right.
So we don't want to have that. So we tell them, don't do this. Yeah. Now, Tani Kalish Nakama, Tani Kalish Nabasa. We have brises that support both reasons. Tani Kalish Nakama, Amr of Meir, Bibnema Amr Hamotis Ishto, Mishum Shemra, Loyachzer, Mishum Neder, Loyachzer. Why can't you take her back? Why not? Shema Telech Vitinasi Lacher. Maybe she's going to get remarried. Vinimtu Devar Badaim. And the whole of the rumors were all not true. Right? Vyoma Elov, Ilu Yisya Deshaki. Had I known all this? A few, Imha Yinosanli Mayamana Loha Yisi Megarshaf. You give me $1,000, I wouldn't have divorced her. I was happily married. I come home, I hear these rumors about my wife. I told her to get out. I never would have said that. Right? Vinim's a get bottle. So the get is bottle. Now, not so what does that mean, get is bottle? It's a suspicion. It's a suspicion if it's bottle. Right. It might be bottle. It shows his das was not. Whatever you want to say, to hope we could spend a week on that. Whatever that means, uboneha mamzerin. And the children of mamzerin. From the second marriage, the second husband. Right. She was never divorced. Lefikach, therefore, omrim lo, havidei, you should know. You're not getting her back.
What if he divorces her like that?
But doesn't tell her?
No, with a nether, and she doesn't get married.
So that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He can't hear what you say. Hear what you're asking. Right? She's still around. There's no issue. It doesn't matter. It's a low plug.
Did she go back to the first husband?
What?
Did she go back to the first husband?
No, that's if he says that. No. Now, Tani Kalish Basra. We have a brisa that supports the second reason, which was Amr of Elazar Rabbi Yossi. This is a harder reason. Bibnema Amr Amoti as Ishto Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzir, Mishum Neder Lo Yachzir. Why not? Shloy Hebenosis Yol Prutos Barayis Ubidadar. We don't want these women even under a suspicion about these things. Lefikach, therefore, omrimlo. Emorlo, you should know. Have a yadas, shemishum shemra ani motziacha. The reason I'm divorcing you, you should know. I'm divorcing you because of these suspicions. Mishum neder ani motziacha. And I'm divorcing you because of the nadarim that I heard you make. And then she'll know. I should, you know? You walk around, there's no suspicions. There are suspicions about people's marriages. There are. There are rumors about people's marriages. Not everybody's. Right, there are, but those sketchy people, you hear rumors about them, right? Same thing with everything. You hear rumors about people that are not honest, and you don't hear rumors about everybody. The minorities, a tiny minority, you hear people, Epis, they're not really 100% good over there. Same thing with marriages. Most people, you don't hear anything.
But that's actually Lashon Hara, you shouldn't even listen to it to begin with.
But I understand. It's a fair question.
I'm
and
sorry.
In Hilchos Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to be a fool. So if you hear a rumor about your partner is stealing from you, so if you say that's Lashon Hara, I'm not going to do anything about it, you're a fool. What you have to do is, you have to take precautions, but you're not supposed to treat him any differently until you know it's 100% true, and then everybody is in Russia.
Right.
So you can't treat him any differently. But you have, but not to take precautions, and maybe it's true, to guard yourself, that you have to do. So if you heard a rumor that your wife is not faithful to you, right, what are you supposed to do? Say it's Lashon Hara, and that's not the halacha. Right? It's not the halacha. You heard a rumor. Now, I'm not saying that you don't know it's true. You heard a rumor. You have to investigate. You have a duty to do that. Because if she did that, then she's not allowed to be married to you. It's an affair. If she willingly had an affair with somebody, she's not allowed to be with her husband.
Correct.
So you have an obligation to see if it's true. Now, it doesn't mean you have to run her right away and print it and repeat it to people and slander her. None of that stuff. You have to make it worse.
You're not allowed to believe, but you have to verify.
Right. So you say that it's quasi Lashon Hara.
It's definitely Lashon Hara. The question, what do you do with it? So if you learn the Chofetz Chaim, most of the Sefer is about this issue.
Exactly.
Right? Most of the Sefer is about this issue. What do?
In our case, why can't the husband be made for?
The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Sort of. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol neder shiyadu barabim lo yachzir. If the neder was made in public, you can't be machzir her. But v'shelo yadu barabim, but if it was not made in public, then yachzir. So Tanakhama disagrees with that. Right? So, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, my time of Yehuda. What kind of distinction is that? So the answer is, Amar Dechsev, it says, v'lo ha... What does it say? Hikum b'nei Yisrael kinish b'lehem nesiyah ha'eda. They didn't hurt the Givonim because they made a neder to them that they wouldn't touch them. The neder was not true. Right?
No, the neder was true.
The neder was true, but the circumstances were not true. Right? Doesn't matter, according to Yehuda. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? We'll see in a minute. Now, v'rabbanan, what do the rabbanan do with this whole story? They hold, the rabbanan here means the Tanakhama. They don't impress with. They don't care about this halacha. No, hasam michal shvu alayu klal. What kind of shvu was that? They lied to Givonim, right? They said they come from far away place. They came from next door. Kivon sha'amrule me'eretz rechoka banu. Since they said we came from a far away place, v'lo bo, it wasn't even true. Lo chayel shvu alayu klal. The shvu was not chal. Now v'hai delo kitluhu. So why didn't they just kill them anyway? The shvu wasn't chal. Mishum chil Hashem. Mishum kiddush Hashem. Kedushas Hashem, kill, right? That's why they let it go. Because people heard they made a treaty. The Jews violated the treaty. Oh, we violated the treaty because there was no treaty. That part they don't hear. You know how it is. You know how people are. They don't hear that part. So, so for Kedushas Hashem, we'll let them live. What did Rabbi Huda hold? So what's Rabbi Huda holding? Right? What's going on here?
Good analogy.
What?
Good analogy.
So what's Rabbi Huda hold? That a neder made under false pretenses is a good neder. And that's the makar for the halacha, that if a neder is made barabim, it can't be made for it. From this neder was not even a neder. The whole thing was baloney. So, Tosas asked that question. Let's try if we could do a little bit of it. Vim Tomar, the Tosas of Kivon. Vim Tomar, balav hachi michayel shvua. First of all, yes, another question. Just forget this. Forget, even if the shvua was true, right? Even if it was true, right? They did come from a faraway place, but they're living here now, right? Balav hachi Michael Shvua for having Nishba Levatalas a mitzvah. It was a Shvua not to do a mitzvah. Dichziv, it says, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. Nobody there could stay alive. Afal Gaf, Darmina Be Yerushalmi. Listen to this. Even though it says in the Yerushalmi, the Shvias, Perak Shishi, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Shalosh Periz Gedmos, Shalach Yoshua Le Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua sent three letters to Eretz Yisrael. Before he went in, he sent the populace three letters. Three options. Three options. Actually, consularet before he went in. Me shehu rotel lipanos ipana. You want to leave? You have the right to leave. I'm forcing you to fight me. You want to go? Go. Lahashlim yashlim. Want to make peace? Now's your chance to make peace. Not later. Now's your chance. And if they can make peace, I guess they have to become a ger toshav. They could stay. And the third one, lasos mulchama yasal mulchama. Want to make war? We're ready for war. So girgashi pina. Right? The girgashi picked up and left. Africa. They went to Africa. Givonim. Now this doesn't make any sense. Pnei Yeshua says it's Tzarechian Tosas. Givonim. Hishlimu. They made a treaty. They said, okay, we'll make peace. But they were liars. Hishlimu. Shinemar, it says, Kishlimu Yoshua Givon as Yisrael. And Shloshim Ve'echad Melachim Asa Mulchama. But 31 kings did Mulchama. V'naflu Mehainu V'naflu. Then they all got defeated. V'hainu Kodem Sha'ovu Sayardin. That's before they went in. Once you go in, mashma, it's mashma. The treaty making was over. Once we go in, it's over. So how could they make a neder shvua like this with them? They thought that they lived next door. How could they make a shvua like that? The shvua top opportunity has passed. That's Tosfos' question, right? So. As a matter of fact, that's why they had to lie and say, no, we don't come from next door, we come from far away. We want to make peace. So ask Tos, how can they make a shavuot not to keep the mitzvah? So you're not going to like Tos's answer. V'yesh lomar, dal kachach boyin rotzim lahashlim. His answer basically is that even after they came in, there was still an option for peace. Even after they came in. That's exactly what happened. That's Tos's answer. Well, even after they came in, there was an opportunity for peace. Right. In other words, there was still an option for peace. Okay? So they thought it was Taka a real peace treaty. Right? It turned out they were liars. So Tosa's next question. Rim Tomar, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's reason that there was a valid treaty. Havadai Shavua Betosu. It was a Shavua, it was a mistake. Right? It was a mistake. Right? Right? V'od Rabbi Yehuda, Echinichem Ba'aretz. How could they leave them there? V'oksiv, V'yeshu Ba'aretzachem, V'hoyele Nishba Levat Alasa Mitzvah. Another mitzvah. V'akachach Mishum Chil Hashem, Hu Dika Ami Rabbanon. That's the whole reason why the Chacham said it's because of Chil Hashem. So the same answer, Chil Hashem, right?
The question doesn't make any sense.
What?
We already have the answer. The question doesn't make sense. We have the answer already.
So he just says V'yesh Lomar, Diksav Rabbi Yehuda, D'i Asi, D'i Isi, D'yesh Lo Hafara, if there would have been Hafara, Lo Haya B'davar Chil Hashem, then it wouldn't have been a Chil Hashem. So it's like a little bit circular. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says this is a makar for not being made for a neder barabim, because if it could be, so why didn't they pay for it? Why did they let them live? Because of Chil Hashem. So just be made for the neder. Oh, you can't do that. If that could have been made for the neder, then Chil Hashem would fall away.
Whoa!
That's what Tosa says.
That does not make any sense.
No?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
No. Chil Hashem doesn't change because the goyim are outside of it, they're going to now dash it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the wrong
thing.
Right.
The whole
thing
comes with
exactly. Chil Hashem means that you did something.
The Jews is doing the Chil Hashem.
Oh, we don't care. Well, we also care about goyim.
So that's what they
do. What? Yeah.
Ban Ki-moon said that Netanyahu is suffocating, but we have to worry about Ban Ki-moon now.
No, no. Chil Hashem means you do something that's improper.
Well, he said that
so if you're shoplifting in a store and the owner of the store doesn't see, but the other people in the store see, that's a terrible Chil Hashem.
Exactly.
Aye, they're all goyim. So what?
No,
it's a huge Chil Hashem.
The perception that we did something.
No, you don't have to walk on eggshells your whole life.
No, what he's saying here.
Tosis is asking even worse than that. He's saying that because of the fact that it's not really a shua. Then in that case, Chil Hashem falls away.
The Gemara asked that question. If there's no shul, why did they have to let them live? Chil Hashem. The Goyim should see, look at this, they made a treaty, the Jews violated the treaty.
Yeah, but they lied.
What?
So
Tosa's saying is that part, that no. No, so the answer is, that detail nobody knows about. So we have to be worried about Chil Hashem, because the detail, but they lied.
Yeah, right.
Right? These people lied. They lie. What?
They have to worry about it. Hard.
The Chil Hashem doesn't change.
It's hard. It is hard. But we're held to a different standard. We're held to an impossible standard, right?
Yeah. Just look at Israel.
Exactly. I want to hear what you're saying.
Seems to be the same thing, saying twice.
Okay. Next. V'kama rabim. How many people is a rabim? How many people is a rabim? If you make another barab, it can't be made. How many people is that? Right? So, Rav Nachman Amar Gimel. We talk about Marasara. Rav Nachman Amar Gimel, Yomim is Beis, and Rabim is Gimel. That's where the days of Azava. Yomim, Rabim. So how many is that? Three. So three is a Rabim already. Three is already a chash of a number. She says it in front of three people already, it's a Rabim. Right? And her mother-in-law and her mother, already it's a Rabim. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Marasara, more. Dixiv Ha'eda, right? The Rabim were ten. That's a Rabim. Yes, I think we say there it's 10. So there we say there it's 10. Yeah. Reb Meir Omer, kol neder shetzarech, right? So now, Reb Meir said any neder, now he's the thing, so it's a chakiras chacham. Not if it's Rabim or not, but if a chacham can undo it. Right, so we said, Tanya, Reb Elezer Omer, lo asru zeh, lo asru tzarech, el b'bnei she'ena tzarech, which means, we didn't aser to taking back a woman when she needs a chakiras chacham, ella mipnei she'ena tzara chakiras chacham. The b'maika miflagi. So what on earth are Reb Meir and Reb Elazar arguing about? Reb Meir savar adam rotze shetizvaze ishto bebesdin. A man doesn't care if his wife is dragged into Besdin. She's shamed in Besdin. She has to come to Besdin and she has to say, "What was your neder? Let's discuss it. Maybe we can be made for it." Right? So Rashi says, "Klomar eno machbid bekach hilkach." Tzarech hakiras chacham, matzi l'kulkula, right? We need a hakiras chacham, right? Matzi l'kulkula, right? In other words, Reb Meir's reason was, I'm afraid of kilkul. I'm afraid she's going to get remarried. And then he said, I didn't know that I could get rid of that neder. I would not. I can get rid of that neder. I never would have divorced her. I would have gotten rid of the neder.
Right.
Right? Therefore, so that could only happen if the neder, you have to go to a chacham for that.
Right.
She's embarrassed going to court. I don't care about that. I don't care about going to court being embarrassed. I go to another neder. Therefore, only in that case, he can't take her back. So only in that case is the chashash of a kilkul. And Rabbi Lazar suffer, ain't of the roads that should divide the ishta bebesin. No, that's not an issue. He's never going to do that to her. It's not going to embarrass her like that. Therefore, if the neder requires a chakiras chacham, right? He can't say, well, had I known, I would have. He wouldn't have undone it because he never would have done it. He never would have embarrassed her in court. Amr Biosi, Maisa Betzidon. It's another. My Katani Dikarmi Maisa. But this story has nothing to do with anything. This story was that the husband made a neder. We're not talking about the husband making a neder. So the Gemara says, Chasuri Machzer of Hachi Katani. No, the Mishnah's missing words. B'medav Amurim. When is all this true in the Mishnah? B'shinadrihi. If she made a neder, Aval Nader Ihu. But if he made a neder, Yachzer. Then he could take her back. Why? Amar Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aser Arab Tzidon. Be'echa Sh'amar Le'ishto. A guy said to his wife, Kone min Eincha Megarshcha. I'll make a neder if I'm not going to divorce you. If I don't divorce you, right? V'girsha, and he divorced her, right? V'tiru lo chachamim shachzir enu. They tikkun olam. The chacham made a neder. You can undo it because of tikkun olam. My konam. What do you mean he made a neder? What does that mean? So I don't know what the kasha is really. Amar Yehuda, but Omer. Yeasru kol peiros shuba olam alai. Oh, I'm not going to eat another fruit again my whole life if I don't divorce her, right? Im ena megarshicha, right? So the Gemara says v'hitiru lo shiachzirena. They made a ned. They made a takana that he could take her back. So pshita. Isn't that obvious that they made a ned that he could take her back? What's the obviousness? What's the obvious? What's the issue? Why not? Why not? Why can't he be made for his neder?
Right.
So for a woman, there's problems. What about him? Why not? So the Gemara says, "Ma'aser, I would have thought Ligzar, let's make a gzeira mishum de Rav Nassan, because what Rav Nassan said. Didnan, Rav Nassan Omer, hanoder ki ilu bana bama. If you make a neder, it's like you built a bama, which is not a good thing. V'amekaimo, and then you mekayim the neder ki ilu hikriv ale carbon. It's as if you put a carbon on it. In other words, men should not be making the darm either.
Right.
I would have thought such a thing. So women, we say that. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Right? Kamash Malon, we don't say that. The Masifta here asks a question, it says in the name of the Achronim, he doesn't answer the question, it's the Tzarechian. What kind of Gzer would this be? It's a Gzer you can't take your wife back? What kind of Gzer is that? It's a funny Gzer. Right? Right? He divorced her with free will. Well, why can't he take her back? Kind of funny gzera. All right, that's a gzera. Now, last question. If this is ibnei tikkun olam, what does that mean? We just said that the reason is a husband, it was a chasir maksura. The question was, all these rules are only about a wife. By a husband, of course he can take her back. Why? Because he could be made for his neder. Matir is neder, whatever. It's pashut. No, I would have thought he shouldn't make the darb either. He's allowed to make the darb. So what do you mean tikkun olam? What does that mean? So my tikkun olam ikka. What tikkun olam is that? So amar v'sheish it's aresha. No, the tikkun olam goes in the first part, that we don't. A woman makes a neder. A woman makes a neder. A woman is a suspicion. A woman is unfaithful. Then we said if a divorce you, I'm not going to take you back. That's tikkun olam, right? Ravina amar no olam asefa. Really, it's the seifa on the husband part. V'hachi ketani ein bezum that tikkun olam. This is not a problem of tikkun olam. In other words, there's no reason to say he can't take her back. What tikkun olam is there? That's what it means. Okay. Next. Hamotzi is ishto mishum ailanus. If a man divorces his wife because she's an ailanus, Rashi says one word, beget. In other words, what Rashi is alluding to is he can't taina semekachtos. I thought she's a normal girl. Turns out she's an ailanus. So it's a mekachtos, so the kedusha is on chal, and we're never married. No. Beget. What's the nafkamina? You can imagine the nafkaminas, right? Because what's going to happen now? She's going to get remarried, and look, lo and behold, she could have children.
Right.
And the husband says, wait a minute, had I known she could have children, I would never have divorced her. I liked her very much. She was a very nice wife. She just couldn't have children. She's an islandess.
So does this mean she,
So it's the exact same thing.
She was not an Ayla.
Ah, so that's why Rashi says beget, because the halacha is that if she's taka and islandess, it is a mekach tos, and there is no get.
Right.
So what's Rashi talking about? The answer is she wasn't really an islandess. It was a suffix islandess.
How do you turn that around?
Has to be, because an islandess cannot have children. Right. And then 5 years later, he goes to visit her, and sure enough, there's kids running around.
Right. And
where did these kids come from? They came from me. From the other husband.
How did you take away the get? I mean, what, she becomes an Aisha Shish again?
The same thing. Had I known, same thing with the rumors. Had I known you were an islandess, you're not an islandess, I never would have divorced you.
Okay, so what happens with these kids?
So it was a Suffolk islandess. That's why Rashi says he Yotzi beget. Not just Yotzi, get out of here. Right?
So Yotzi beget.
Correct. Hayotzi, as Ishto Misham islandess, if you divorce your wife because you think she's an islandess, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yachzer. You can never take her back. The exact same thing. Right, you're gonna say, oh, had I known, I never would have divorced her. That's a huge problem, right? Chacham omrim, yachzer. The chachamim say, in this case, you can take her back. How does that work? We'll see.
Aren't you supposed to wait 10 years to make sure?
Huh?
Aren't you,
no, that's your own wife. Yeah, he waited 10 years.
He did wait
10 it could years. Be she had simanim of an islandess.
Yes.
Her voice was different, and her voice sounded like a man. These different simanim. Niseis la'acher. She got remarried. V'hayu labanim haimenu, and she has kids. V'hi tovas k'suvasa, and now she says, "Listen, there was no mekachtos, right? There was no mekachtos because I have children. So now I'm entitled to my k'suva,
right? Sure.
After the fact, you divorced me without a k'suva. You told me I'm an islandess. I'm no good. Now I have children. Now pay me." So Amar Yehuda, Amala shitatascha yafa micha midibrecha. Better keep quiet. Because if you don't keep quiet and you demand that ksuva, then you were never divorced. Because the divorce was a mistake. Because the only reason why there was a divorce was because you thought you were an islandess.
Right.
Now they have kids, so keep quiet about the ksuva.
One second. You compare really apples and oranges.
Why?
Because on a regular divorce, if she wasn't an islandess, whether the circumstances is right or wrong,
she gets a
ksuva.
Right.
Here, we only did it because there's an exemption on it because it's her fault.
Right.
It's not her fault, but the circumstances didn't change. You're still divorced.
Right, I hear. Right, so but the divorce
it
was a mistake.
Nothing
it was a mistake. How do we want to phrase that? So if she says, "Well, I want my ksuva now." It was a mistake. Really? You want your ksuva? Then you would have a divorce because, like we said, it was a divorce by the mistake, and therefore the divorce is bottled. And now you have mom's name running around. So better keep quiet about the money.
They give the islandess the islandess a real divorce again.
No, they don't.
Alice doesn't get a get.
No, that's what Rashi says. That's what the first Rashi. Hamotzi is ishto big get. Why? Because it's not really that. It's a Suffolk islandess. That's what the Mefarshim explained. It's a Suffolk islandess.
It's a Suffolk islandess.
Not 100%. Cannot confirm. What?
Then she should be getting her ksuba.
Then she was never divorced. It keeps going. It's the circle. Right? Yeah. So he has to tell her, keep quiet about the money.
Back,
worse if you want the money.
What about the children?
What?
Yes, I'll keep quiet. But what about the children?
Yeah, then the children will be mamzerim. So they're not going to be mamzerim because no one's saying anything. No one's saying anything. So that's why we tell him you can't be mamzer. You can't get her back. Right? But Rabbi Chachamim said you can be. So here we go. Lememra. Okay, let's try to get to the Mishnah. Lememra. Do you mean to say the Rabbi Yehuda chayish l'kukula for Rabbanan lo chayish l'kukula? You mean to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda cares about Kilkel and the Rabbanan don't care about Kilkel? The previous mission was the exact opposite. Did not a motzi say mishum shemar lo yachzer mishum neder lo yachzer? And that mission before the Tanakama said Tanakama was the one who said lo yachzer. Rabbi Yehuda omer well call neder shlo debarabim lo yachzer shlo debarabim yachzer. Rabbi Yehuda was much more makel, and here in this mishnah Rabbi Yehuda is much more machmir. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Tanakama said yeah, you can take her back. So the Gemara answers, Alma Rabbanan Chayish L'Kukula, Rabbi Yehuda Lo Chayish L'Kukula. In this Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda, in that previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Chayish for a Kilkel. Right? About the Motzi Shemra. So Amar Shmuel Epoch. Switch it around. Switch the Shittas around. Right? Our Mishnah. Switch them around. V'ham Zitani Sefer. One second. It said in the Sefer over here, right, that Nisei is la'acher, she got married to someone else, v'hayu labanim haimenu, and she had children, v'itovas k'suva, and she demands the k'suva, amar v'yuda, amala, shitchascha yafa midiburcha. Keep quiet. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda, chayish l'kukula. Who is chayish? So the Gemara says, hold on, Yepech, no, switch that around also. That wasn't said by Rabbi Yehuda, that was said by the Chachamim.
Make it fit.
Abaye olamot tepach. You don't have to switch anything around. Rabbi Yehuda, Bahi, Rabbi Yehuda over here. What's over? Bahi, in the case of the Neder, where he said he's not shayach for a kilkel, right? That was because Savala Kerb Meir, the Savala Kerb Lazar. He has like two separate opinions. Bit Sarich, when you need a Chakir as Chacham, Savala Kerb Lazar. He holds like Kerb Lazar. That what? Right? That a man doesn't want to embarrass his wife in Bezdin, so he'll never come to court. Right? Therefore, he can't say, had I known, I never would have divorced her. But Be'enot Sarich, but if it's not necessary for that, Savala Kerb Meir. Right? Well, he holds like a mayor, that what? That a Baal can't taina that he wants to be mayfer, right? And he can't say, had I known, I wouldn't have been megarisher, therefore there is no kilkel problem. And Rabbi Huda makes sense. Amar Rava, Rava says, fine. Rabbi Huda, kasha. Darabana, lo kasha. What about Darabana? Darabana also are inconsistent. In this Mishnah, they're not chayesh, and the other Mishnah, they were. So Ella, Amar Rava, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, lo kasha, kiddushinin. Rabbi Huda, you figured out. You explained it. Rabbana, ad Rabbana, lo kasha, sana kasha. Man chachamim. Who are these chachamim? Who are they? They're Reb Meir. Dharma who said, but inan tanai kafel. You have to have a tanai kafel. Vahacha, vahacha mayaskinan, but the lo kafel tanai. There was no tanai kafel. What's a tanai kafel? The tanai kafel would be?
If not.
If you're an islandist, I'm divorcing you. And if you're not an islandist, I'm not divorcing you.
Right.
He didn't say any of that. Therefore, the Tanai is not a real valid Tanai, and therefore he can't divorce her. Therefore he can't take her back, right? Right. Therefore he can't take her back, and there's no kilkel.
We still haven't discussed where the get is.
Correct. 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 All right, so I think we should stop here. Should we do another minute? We do another minute.
We'll do it anyway tomorrow.
No, I'm going to do a little more. Let's see. Hamocher es atmo. Hamocher es atmo. If somebody sells himself to a guy, right? He's poor, sells himself to work out as a slave. If he has bonav, lov de kochavim, him and his children, ain podin oso. We don't redeem him, right? We don't redeem him. Let him rot there by the guy. Avol podin es habonim la'acham bisas avim. But if the father died, after the father dies, we will redeem the children. What does this mean? Amar of Yossi, Amar of Asi, Fusha Machar Shana Vishalash. It's only as if they already did it two or three times. He did it, and he did it a third time already. Redeemed already so many times, right?
It's called the repeat offender.
Yes. How many times are you going to redeem this guy from the Goyim? Hanu Bnei Bei Michsi, there was a story in this town. The Yasvi Zuzi Me'ovde Kochavim, a guy owed money to a guy. Loha Yachal Lula Perina, he couldn't pay him back. Asu Kavaka Gabrul, so they took him in jail. They captured him. Also, the commander of Ahuna, Amalahu, my avid luchu. What could I do for you? Ditnan hamocher es atzmo ves banav lo avdei kochav made podin oso. We're not redeeming you. So Amalei Rav Abba, lematatena rabbeinu. We learned vushamacher shalav v'shanish v'shilish. That's only if he does it two or three times. He only did it three times. Yes. So he answered back. Amalei hani barabli ragli davdi hachi. This guy did it many times already. Many times. Are you getting involved with these guys, loan sharks, and you owe them money, and you can't pay, so they seize you? How many times are we going to bail you out? It's also taking an olam issue. How many times have to bail somebody out?
Do you think we should say that in the Mishnah, by the way? I mean,
they take an olam?
No, say that a couple of times. Otherwise,
right. All right, so now we'll stop here, and we'll pick up from Hu Gavra, and tomorrow's an interesting daf about all these types of things. About redeeming you from the goyim. All right, we'll stop tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.